second down and 12 at the Houston 20-yard line. Bunch formation, wide side right. Richardson, shotgun. Pierce to the short side left. Now Taylor goes that way. Empty backfield on second and long. Richardson to throw. He's got time. He throws to his left. Intercepted inside the 10-yard line. Kalen Bullock with the pick, and the Texans have the rock.
I think we're going to hear that a lot. I think we are going to hear that a lot this season. With the Texans, as Kalen Bullock, he's done that a lot already in camp. And they are off today, Clint. A much-needed day off. I'm sure the fellas are enjoying this, putting their feet up, doing their thing on an off day as they get ready to get back at it tomorrow and over the weekend, where fans will be out there to see as well. But as we have reached day seven days of practice into this off day, what things are coming to mind as you look back? And 713-572-4610, you can jump in on this as well.
I think for the people that don't listen every day or don't just dial into the Texans training camp every single day, just to look back on the first seven practices, you know, the first four were more of ramp up type practices. The most recent three practices were full pads, and just a 30,000 foot overview of Texans training camp. Obviously, the defense is light years ahead of the offense. Obviously, this is a championship caliber defense, and I'll be honest with you, Ron. I didn't hesitate and have a problem saying that coming into training camp, but since we've watched them, it's come to fruition, and it's even more obvious than I thought. I mean, they are more dominant up front. They're faster. They're more physical. They're better in the secondary. We're talking about the secondary making plays left and right, and Stingley and Lassiter haven't been guys making plays because they just haven't even been tested at this point in time. So the defense is light years ahead of the offense, which is expected, but this defense is absolutely sick. And I would say the install offensively is which we knew was going to be it was going to make for an ugly practice here and there. I think that has happened as well. But the big surprise, I think, for me, big picture again, is just how bad the pass protection has been, Ron. I think we've had probably two days where I felt like the offense won a little bit more and the offensive line held up somewhat for C.J. Stroud, and I don't know if that wasn't more so from play calling and being able to get the ball out of your hand quickly kind of thing. So the first 7 days have I think put the offensive line in a spot where it's been a rough look to start the first week of camp, let's call it that.
That's also been the focus coming into it.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
What is that going to look like? And I do think it is a fair thing, which many people are doing, to kind of point to the success of the defense. It is a fair thing, but as we've talked about it, that is going to have to shift a little bit.
Well, it's easy. It's easy for me though, Ron. I'm not concerned about it. You know what I mean? Like the defense is great. Cool. We expected that. It's going to be fun as hell to watch and be a fan of. The offense is struggling in spots where we thought they would struggle. But the reality of it is, if you look at, and you know, I don't know what to make of all of it, but if you look at what we've learned and what we've heard, and some of what we've seen, then it's, you know, we're trending in the right direction. This offensive line is trending in the right direction of getting right.
The arrow's pointed up.
Ron, we've got two legit centers in Houston. You got Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson. Those two guys are your centers. And I don't know who's going to win the spot, but those two guys right there are your damn centers, right? Your two guards are your two mainstays that have been with the ones and are really probably going to be the anchors on this O-line. And then you look at the rookie that this team drafted in Ariante Ursary. He's getting run at left tackle and right tackle, and it looks like he's settling into potentially being the starter at the right tackle position. The O-line coach, Cole Popovich, we didn't know anything about him other than he was an assistant O-line coach with a nice little resume leading up to this year. And I've loved everything that I've heard from him. I've loved everything that I've heard from the offensive line about his approach and what he's doing different and what he expects, the standard that he's trying to set. So while I think it's been kind of slow this first week of training camp, I do like the direction of the offensive line as a whole.
I will say what I've liked. I don't know if I can get with you on that one. But what I have liked, Clint, is I do like – now, we haven't seen a lot from the running backs that will – outside of Nick Chubb and maybe a little Woody Marks. But at least the perimeter, the tight ends and the receivers, there's a lot of new pieces there to go along with the new system. I like what I have seen from the wide receiver group and the tight end group. I don't know about you. I know the tight ends are a group that you have been watching, but like Higgins, Noel, Kirk, Brevin Jordan has really stood out. Those perimeter players, tight ends and receivers, to me have really jumped in.
Well, I'm with you on the tight ends. I'm not there on the receivers yet. I think we are top heavy. I got confidence, obviously, in Nico to have a monster year if need be. I've got confidence that Christian Kirk is going to be a piece there that is an answer to the pass protection issues, as well as we've seen some of that explosiveness out of him. I like that look. The others is where there is some tremendous competition, and I don't know what to make of it. You know what I mean? I like the future of Higgins. I like the big body, the length. I like the the playmaking ability, but is that going to come to fruition his rookie year? I don't know. I like what we've seen from Noel. How many opportunities he going to get with this tight end group and with Christian Kirk and all these guys if they stay healthy? I don't know. That middle of the pack, if you will, in the wide receiver room, let's call it 3 through 5, man. I don't know. I need to see a lot more from those guys to get confident. But that tight end room, I told you, man, the ceiling is really high, and I think that can change the game for this offense.
Yeah, I just think those guys, I like the potential there, and I think you're clearly seeing a slide down and a separation of between, I think, Nico and Christian Kirk to get to Mechie and Hutchinson. It used to be those groups were thought to be a lot closer. I do feel like at least with Higgins and Noel, there is a real potential for those two that I kind of like, that you're not moving to really potentially have to depend on Mechie and Hutchinson, which this team has had to before, and it's felt like the ceiling is kind of low when it comes to the wide receiver group. It feels like it is a little higher with these young guys.
Well, if they come ready year one, they're ready to do everything, be trusted enough to line up where you're supposed to line up and run the damn route you're supposed to run, and all that kind of jive, then yeah, I mean, absolutely. But again, you're gambling there.
You're gambling, but they're also not expected to be Brian Thomas Jr., right? They're not going to be expected to come in and be an absolute major part. Like they are probably going to be asked to be compliments, and I do kind of like where they are in that space. All right, coming up, some good news and, well, some unsurprising news that is bad news with the Astros. We'll let you hear and talk about the good news coming up first. That's next right here live on The Drive.
It's a panty dropper.